Welcome everyone to the RDA meeting being held here at Centerville City on June 6th, 2023. We have 5 directors present, so we're 5 for 5. So we are good. The first item of business is fiscal year 2023 budget amendment that Nate Blazier is going to introduce to us. Nate?
Thank you and good evening. So as Mayor mentioned, tonight we have the budget amendment for the fiscal year 23 budget. So as we know, the RDA's main source of revenue is tax increment, and then each year we have contractual obligations to the developers of each of those areas. So tonight this amendment is just reflective of the tax increment that we received this year, as well as the contractual payments that we made to the developers. So if you look at this sheet that we have pulled up, if you look at the on the revenues, if you look at the ending balance, that is how much we received for each area. That's the actual amount. So then that middle column is the amount that we need to adjust the budget to our actuals. And then down below, you see the expenses. Again, the ending budget column is the amount that we're paying out to each of those developers, with the balancing number being in that other obligations line, just to make the budget balance.
Okay, that was one of my questions, Nate, is what is other obligations? So it's...
Yeah, and that's used for other projects that may come up for the betterment of the area.
It's essentially a savings account. It's kind of what it is.
For this.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So this is a budget amendment positive and as far as revenues go.
Yeah, no, it's great. And that means we've received an extra $520,000 above what we had originally expected. And we base the future year's budget off of what we receive this year. So we just don't know what the property values and the tax increment's going to do until we get the money.
So why is it you think we got that much?
Oh. That's a good question. Just property values have gone up.
The county did a really good job updating their property values, I think, over last year. I think that was a big part of it.
And there is no, to get back to the point on other obligation, that there are no projects that we foresee allocating these to specifically, or are we talking about 400 West and Parrish? Is that how we're going to fund maybe our match?
Yeah, so we have a couple projects going on. One is the Hogan Storm Drain, that at least a portion of it, maybe all of it, will come out of the RDA.
Okay.
And then, yeah, whatever we don't use this year just goes into our fund balance and then gets used for projects such as the 400 West and Parrish Lane project.
Okay. Any further questions? Let's look for a motion then to...
This is a public hearing.
Motion to open
Yeah, thank you, Director McHugh. Make the motion go to public hearing.
Second. Oh, wait, did you make the motion,
yeah.
George?
Yeah.
Second.
So we have a motion, a second. All in favor, go to public hearing, say aye.
Aye.
All right. The public hearing is now open for the fiscal year 2023 budget amendment, which was previously introduced and discussed. So just anybody that's commenting, just say your name and where you're from. And I don't know that I see anybody here coming, but it will. Is this online?
We're on Zoom.
Zoom? Okay.
Do we have any Zoom friends?
Anybody on Zoom?
No Zoom friends. Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 All right, we are back. Further questions for Nate before I entertain a motion to resolution 2023-01? Mm-hmm. Then I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve resolution 2023-01 budget amendment as outlined.
Second.
Motion is second. Further discussion to it? Director Meekum.
Aye.
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 That motion passes unanimously 5-0. Okay, let's go to another finance matter. This is for this coming year, the fiscal year 2024 final budget. Nate?
Thank you. So, yes, as you mentioned, this is for the fiscal year 24 final budget. For the adoption of that budget. This process is similar to what we go through for the city's budget. On May 2nd, we held a public hearing and adopted the tentative RDA budget. And we're back here tonight with the adoption of the final. Just a quick overview of that final budget. Again, we have our tax increment, which is the main source of revenue, with our obligations. The big project going on this year is the traffic signal at 400 West and Parish Lane. And then the one change that we've had to this budget since the tentative budget is on the professional services line. We've added $20,000 to have the RDA help pay for the rebranding and economic update.
It's an RDA eligible expense of just updating, and I think it would be great if the RDA pitched in half of the cost for the rebranding effort. Honestly, we could have the RDA pay for 100%, but I don't think that's fair. So having them pay half, I think, would be fair.
So, yeah, that's the only change. Unless there's any questions, that's all I have. Again, it is a public hearing as well.
Questions for him before we go to the public hearing? Then a motion for the public hearing.
So did you update the 2024 revenue for what just happened, or is that still out there to happen?
Yeah, no, the revenue matches approximately.
I see it's just,
I rounded it off to even numbers, but it's reflective of what we received this year.
Okay.
On the balance portion, not necessarily the budget, right? That's just your fund balance carry over, right?
It's both. So I put in the actuals of what we received to help with our estimated fund balance, but then also
revenues.
In the adopted budget column, it is reflective of what we received.
For the revenue portion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And expenses, I believe.
Over the course of the next year, I'd like to start scheduling meetings on, because we have the haircut coming in from the RDA. There is, of course, some reserve or some funding in there that we'd need to start allocating, whether it's completing projects we've already started. But I'd like to start programming those funds for the next short term and long term.
You're talking the haircut due to Young Power Sports?
Well, no, the RDA, we extended out 7 years for the Parish Lane Gateway. So those revenues are coming in, so we have obligations we need to fulfill various park projects. Then that you'll have excess amount that we can now start using for different means, whether it's just transferring it to the general fund to repay for park projects that were eligible for RDA. We'll need to talk about how we use those funds. So once we have Bryce settled in and Nate an opportunity, because we've handing off a lot of the RDA to Nate, since a lot of finance, but it'll be kind of a split role between Bryce and Nate. But once we get both of them, we're going to get Lewis Young to come in and give us a little bit of more of an understanding of the RDA and some opportunities we have there. But we'd like to start meeting with you and programming those funds. Does that help?
Thank you.
Motion to go to the public hearing then?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Okay, thank you. This is a public hearing to adopt the fiscal year 2024 final budget for redevelopment agency. Any member of the public can comment. Just state your name and where you're from. Nobody here in the hall commenting. Nobody's on Zoom. So I would look for a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Great. Further questions on this fiscal year 24 budget? Not as there's a motion. Is there a motion?
I make a motion that we approve resolution 2023-02, the fiscal year 2024 RDA final budget.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Director Entz, we'll start with you this time. Go to the right.
Aye.
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 That passes unanimously. Thank you. Let's go to item number three. This is something that we've discussed previously, but there's now an amendment in place regarding the agreement for development of land with Legacy Crossing Theater. Is that you, Nate? You or Lisa?
Definitely Dan. You want it?
Either. Yeah, I'm happy to explain it. I think as the mayor mentioned, we had already discussed providing a waiver on the condition precedent for Legacy Crossing Theater to receive the tax increment because they didn't sell 500,000 tickets. And we previously approved this waiver for 2020 and 2021 due to the pandemic. So we prepared amendment number 3 to allow for this waiver at the discretion of the board of this one requirement to allow them to get tax increment for 2022. But I did want to point out in making this amendment, we used the prior amendments as a template, which had allowed for the agency in its sole discretion to make an exception for year 2020 and 2021 due to COVID-related reductions. So we made this amendment, though, to just say for the year 2020, 2021, and 2022 due to COVID-19-related or other justified reductions. Because I think a lot of the discussion at the last meeting wasn't necessarily COVID. We're coming out of COVID, but, you know, also a change in the movie industry, et cetera. So I didn't want to just solely rely on COVID-related. I wasn't sure we could justify that, but this will allow that exception for this 2022 as well. So staff's recommending approval of amendment number 3 to the ADL to allow for this waiver.
So did they come make a presentation to you, Brant, Nate?
They were here 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
I think that's when you couldn't get here till 6 or something like
oh,
that.
I came in late.
Yeah,
they did make a presentation, and they gave us some information and some data, which I think was interesting. It was an interesting conversation.
You missed Spencer's soapbox.
Yeah.
Better go back to the minutes.
Different kind of seats.
But I would ask staff, I mean, has there been internal discussions about the revenue versus ticket sales metric, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that was kind of the heart of what I was getting at is are ticket sales really the right measure going forward where they've reduced number of seats and increased luxury and that price point and therefore, and maybe staff's thought is, hey, and we kind of talked about this too, the other alternative is let's just wait and see what happens next year. But I think we need to have that in the back of our minds to say, hey, if you don't get them 500 tickets, $500,000 ticket, 500,000 tickets, sorry, next year, then what?
Yeah.
And I don't know what the answer is, but it doesn't hurt to stew on that a little bit.
So, yeah, I think it's a reasonable suggestion. For this year, we're not recommending that. We're just going with what we already had to justify it because arguably it is a leftover. You know, people are not getting back to normal after COVID. I mean, you know, slowly, but things have changed and some things may not come back. And so I think you're absolutely right. Next year, let's reanalyze it because if we're having to do an exception every year, then our metric may not be right or we say no 1 year. And I think that was the direction that the board gave at the last meeting as well is no, let's keep just doing it year by year. Because they need to come in and justify why they're not meeting that metric.
My personal interpretation was that it was a cautiously hesitant, reluctant yes.
Right.
So I'll say
I agree too because I want a metric that they're going to work hard to meet. I mean, if they know they can come every time and it doesn't matter, there's no way they can hit the 500 tickets or 500 whatever it is. They can't hit that, then they're not going to stress about it because we, every year we say, oh, well, you've got luxury seats. Well, so I would rather change it maybe next year if they don't hit that to something to give them to work towards.
Yeah, and I think it's reasonable because with the ticket, with the seats, you automatically get the inflationary rate of ticket sales. If you just set a revenue, you know, unless you have an inflationary rate of expectation, so I don't know that revenue alone without that escalation.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be in favor of just swapping tickets for revenue. I think the intent, again, I wasn't there, but from an economic development standpoint, it's the traffic, the foot traffic.
True.
But
yes,
why you would
I
be spending money in and out Chick-fil-A. That's if you're just saying it's revenue, why don't the revenue and sales tax that we collect and all that directly, it's
That's not the increase. It's the indirect revenue by visiting the stores. And so I want the foot traffic. So if you're swapping ticket sales to revenue, I don't think that's even the right metric. Really, when you're looking at it, they installed the infrastructure that helps support the area. They've already accomplished really some performance by installing infrastructure at their cost and that benefits the other communities, so they get a portion of that back, not all of it. And so that's really the infrastructure. And so saying ticket sales matter to the infrastructure, well, that's not really true. You're making the argument of why we're sharing taxpayer money with you. So I'm not opposed to the metric as much. So I would propose we wait till January, we see what the ticket sales were, and then we have a conversation with them and saying, okay, you didn't meet it again. What is the metric? Maybe it still is that. Or maybe the metrics has to shift because of the changing, as Councilor McEwen mentioned,
yeah.
Director McEwen mentioned that you're more at home and things like that. So it's shifting. And maybe we need to change the metric to 400,000. Right. But anyway,
but that's something we can talk about in January. But it is true they did do the infrastructure. But on the other hand, if that's all we wanted them to do, we wouldn't have put this other in place. We wouldn't have given that money
sure. If
that's all they did. So I don't think we can fall back and say, well, they did this, so they've kind of met it. No, because they had to meet that, plus they had to do this, and that was why we agreed to do it. It wasn't just put the infrastructure in and we'll give you this much back.
So we'll visit this in January and see where they are.
Okay. All right. That sounds like we're done asking our questions. So amendment number 3, do I have a motion to approve that amendment?
Is this a public hearing either?
No, it's not a public hearing matter, this one.
I'll make a motion to approve amendment number 3 for the development of land with Legacy Crossing Theater.
Second.
Motion is second.
Aye.
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 That motion passes unanimously. All right, the minutes review and approval of the May 16th, 2023 RDA.
Motion to accept the minutes as recorded.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? All right, thank you. We've gone through the business of the RDA meeting. Motion to adjourn the RDA meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
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 Thank you. Okay.